Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, from NBC, Prince William has welcomed an investigation into how Britain's public broadcaster secured a bombshell interview with his mother, Princess Diana, 25 years ago, following accusations she was tricked into taking part. Late Wednesday, the Prince's office issued a statement saying that the Duke of Cambridge tentatively welcomed an independent inquiry into the 1995 BBC Panorama show interview with his mother. The independent investigation is a step in the right direction, William said in the statement. It should help establish the truth behind the actions that led to the Panorama interview and subsequent decisions taken by those in the BBC at the time. BBC Director General Tim Davis said, "The BBC is determined to get to the truth about these events. That is why we have commissioned an independent investigation." Yahoo reports Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's rift with the royal family has reportedly widened after the royals refused to lay a wreath on Harry's behalf for Remembrance Day. Royal reporter Katie Nichols says, "It looks like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's rift with the royal family has widened. The couple do things their own way, whatever the cost, while the firm refuses to bend the rules." Apparently, this visit, which came after Prince Harry's request for the royals to lay a Remembrance Day wreath on his behalf, was denied, further strained the relationship, with Nicola explaining, "There is such a gaping cavern now, and exercises like this only serve to widen that gap rather than heal the rift. Harry and Meghan do things very differently to the royal family, and to me it shows how determined they are to do things their own way, whatever the cost." Meanwhile, Harry put on a face mask and headed out to Los Angeles last week to help distribute food and supplies alongside local veterans. Via People, Harry helped the community-based Walker Family Events Foundation, who praised him for being humble and kind. They were working with Compton veterans for the Operation Nourish initiative in helping to get food out to families in need. The visit on November 13th was without fanfare and only emerged when the Walker Family Events Foundation issued an image on Instagram with a caption saying, "Today I had the honor of meeting and working alongside Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex. He joined us in volunteering at Compton VFW for the Operation Nourish program, packing and distributing food to our hashtag Compton neighbors. He is very humble and kind." Harry also appeared on the 14th annual Stand Up Heroes event in support of military personnel and veterans, saying his 10 years in the British Army made me who I am today. "Once we join this team, we are always part of this team," he said from his California home. "Once we've served, we are always serving and proudly so." Harry added that his military experiences changed my life forever and for the better, changed how I view sacrifice and service. "I was born into a life of duty, but it was during my decade in the Army that I committed to a life of service," he said. "I wanted to honor the legacy of these men and women who have given up so much, from time with family to birthdays missed and even births missed. Some lost their limbs and others lost their lives. It's for that reason that I created the Invictus Games, to give injured servicemen and women a platform to excel and reaffirm their values of resilience, of community and strength, which are inherent in each and every one of us." And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.